News. I'm.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, what's up? It's Abhi Goldhar, and I am super, super, super excited today, my friends, because we get to talk about real estate investing. We get to talk about why real estate makes sense. Buy and hold, single family, property management, maintenance for rentals, financing single family rentals, building a network that can help support your growth efforts, and then, of course, building a business, not building a job. And one of my favorite parts about being a radio show host is I get to bring my friends on the air with me, and we get to talk shop. And that's really what I've been doing over the last couple of weeks since January 1st, launching this show. And I love doing it. It's a lot of fun. And I get to learn. You're learning as well. And hopefully at some point in time, we can meet face to face. We are gearing up for the Think Realty Baltimore conference. So I would ask you guys to go check out thinkrealty.com/events. And come out to Baltimore. I get to meet you. I get to shake your hand. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can talk about investing and anything that you want. So check it out. And whenever you're there, check out the training videos that we've created for you as well. There's so many topics to talk about when it comes to real estate investing. You can talk about wholesaling. You can talk about rentals. You can talk about flipping, management companies, commercial, multifamily, apartment complex, mobile homes. You see what I'm doing? I'm losing breath just talking about all the different topics. But it's so cool, and there's so many exit strategies and so many people you have to meet so that you can start on the right path. And ultimately, for me, the show is about you. The show is about identifying those people and identifying that strategy that can help you win. My guest today is Douglas Skipworth, and he's with Crestcore. I had interviewed his business partner, Dan Butler, a little while ago, and I'm really excited to have Douglas on the air because not only is he a friend of mine, he's a mentor, and he loves geeking out on real estate just as much as I do, and I cannot wait to start the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring him on the air. Douglas, you with me, man?
I am here, Abhi.
Awesome. Awesome sauce, man. I'm excited. You know, the first time I met you was, I think, at one of the Dallas events,
yeah,
maybe a year ago, right? And
that's correct.
You walked up. You had like the greatest energy. I loved your energy. I'm like, I need to connect with this guy. And then come to find out, you guys are crushing it in Memphis. You're doing such a good job. And you have international buyers that you're working with. You work with the domestic investors, international investors. You have property management. You own your own rentals. And I'm like, holy cow. You know, Douglas and Dan got it going on. So that's...
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, I love connecting with you and sharing our story. And like you, man, I'm always out there trying to meet and build friendships, networks, learn from any and everybody we can.
I love it. So let's tell our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, Dan and I have started to find rental property in Memphis and managing it ourselves. And then we had some friends and family who wanted us to help them manage and help them buy. And so we started third party managing and doing broker representation for investors. So our business revolves around helping investors, adding value to real estate investors. That's who we are. So that's that's kind of what we're our, we want to be our own first and biggest and best customer. So we develop those systems around what we need ourselves, and then provide them to others. I'm originally from Texas, and there's an ice cream company down there called Bluebell, and they say they eat all they can and they sell the rest. So we're kind of the same mentality in the sense of we eat our own cooking. You know, we want to build something that a team and network and systems that can service ourselves. So we got property management, real estate brokerage, and a maintenance company that help us service that. Now we've got, 600 clients, 2,500 units there we're managing for them. You know, a lot of those are our own, and just having the time of our life. I feel like we're just getting started.
That's awesome. And you bring up a lot of good topics. There's going to be a lot to talk about here, and I would love to understand kind of like where Crestcore started, because understanding the journey is really important. And then understanding where you started, I think, is also really important. You know, there's so many folks that say, well, you know, Douglas must be an overnight success, which, as you know, isn't true. So how did all this start? Take me to the beginning.
Yeah, great. So overnight success, Dan bought his first property in 17 years ago. So, I mean, it's been a long journey for both of us. And then I got in the business right after him, and we shared, we first met, we just shared a common interest in exercise. We jogged, we moved into the same neighborhood and started jogging together, sharing our stories, building a friendship. And he was doing some real estate investing. I was doing some real estate technology consulting on the residential side, learning about the investments and operation side, and started buying rentals on my own. So we were both W-2, you know, like most Think Realty readers, most Think Realty conference attendees, probably, you know, listeners of the show. We were, you know, working our W-2 jobs and investing on the side as investors, you know, by building a portfolio, creating wealth, thinking long term, leveraging those properties to hoping to pay them off over time for retirement, for, you know, financial freedom, all the things that the reasons people get into the business is what we had done ourselves. And as we continued to add to our portfolio, we thought it would provide us an opportunity to do something else outside of our current W-2 jobs. And so we were kind of building for that. What we didn't realize is that the opportunity was going to be to help others do what we were doing as far as building portfolios. So helping others manage, helping others buy, helping others maintain those properties, and doing things like this, helping others learn by sharing our experience, whether it's in print, whether it's, you know, at a conference, or whether it's, you know, in a radio show or a podcast, or you know, some type of audio video that we can share.
For sure. I mean, there's definitely then a lot of learning that's come as a result of starting Crestcore from that very first property that Dan bought, and then you guys meeting as business partners when you were running. And I remember when he was on the air with me, I was making a lot of fun of myself. I'm like, you know, I don't know how you guys, because you guys were running in rain, sleet, snow, hail, tornado, hurricane-like weather. It doesn't matter. And I think that's the best. I think that's the coolest thing. You guys run with index cards. Dan showed me his. I think you showed me yours. And you just run through the weeks like, hey, this is what you got to do during the week. And consistency there, I think, is key. And we're about to go to break here in about a minute and a half, but talk a little bit about what consistency means for you, because you guys started running every week. And that, I mean, you've been doing that for years. That is being consistent. What does that mean for you, and how does that shape your organization?
Yeah, that's great, because that really is. I mean, we are committed to it. I mean, it's a commitment. Consistency is a commitment. I guess it's a self-discipline, but it's more than discipline or willpower. What we've tried to do is build it in as a habit, so we don't have to think about it anymore. You know, so it's like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, we get up and run. So it's like that's what we do, or this is who we are. You kind of make it as part of who you are. It kind of make it into your DNA or into your organization, whatever that means, whether that's just your core values or whether that's an action, again, whether that's personally or whether that's kind of, again, in a group setting, like as we're setting meetings, setting schedules, setting priorities, doing it all around, you know, the greater good and the goal. So I would say it's some type of commitment is what leads to consistency. Otherwise, man, it's really hard. If you try, you know, what does Yoda say? Do or do not. There is no try. So
that's
it's
right.
One or the other.
Yeah, I think everybody would look really funky, kind of weird, like trying to pick up a chair. You're either going to pick up the chair or you're not going to pick up the chair. Trying to pick up a chair just looks like awkward. So I appreciate the words about consistency. We are heading to break. My guest is Douglas Skipworth from Crestcore. Stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot more good insight coming up about real estate investing. Got questions for him? Go to crestcore.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealty.com. And ask me a question. I'm also on like Instagram, on LinkedIn. Don't be shy. Add me. Ask me a question. We're here for you. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, what's up? I'm back. You know, generally toward the beginning of every segment, every show, I always ask my guest one specific question. And Douglas reminded me during the break, he's like, hey, I didn't get my question. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You didn't get your question. So, Douglas, here's the question for you. You can be as dramatic as you want with the answer. And here's the question. It's such a big question. Douglas Skipworth of Crestcore Realty, are you in a real estate of mind?
Bobby, I always think realty.
I love it.
So I'm always thinking realty. So that's why I love Think Realty, because it's what I do. It's what we do. It's what you do. You think realty. You're always in a real estate of mind.
Always.
So, yeah, I love that question. I love that you ask all your guests that, because everybody who's been on the show, all the episodes I've listened to, people, you know, that's what they're here to do, is share what's on their mind, which always is real estate, and it's a different slice and dice for different folks. So, yes, I'm thinking realty today, like every day.
Every single day. And I feel like, you know, real estate to me means freedom. Real estate to me means business. Real estate to me means awesome people and conversation and a future that I want to build for myself and my family. And it starts with that initial conversation you need to have with yourself. I might be out there, I could be listening, I could be saying, you know what, I have a business, I'm doing great in my stock market portfolio, but I might be a little kind of wary because, you know, we've taken a little bit of hits lately. But I'm open to diversification. I'm open to taking a look at other asset classes that may make sense. Here's a question for you. What is that 1, 2, 3 kind of thing that I need to ask myself? What are the couple of questions that I need to ask myself in order to start down the path of, you know what, this is for me. I need to invest in real estate. It's important. Go.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great question. I think you're right. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey, as you know, bestseller, you know, 20 plus years later. In the very first habit, as you know, is begin with the end in mind. So you really do have to think, what are you trying to accomplish? Where do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like? And then how does real estate fit into that? For your listeners, for Think Realty magazine readers, conference attendees, website members, you know, real estate is a part. So then you have to say, all right, where am I trying to go? How does it fit in? And then, you know, if you figure out where you're going and how it fits, then you take the strategy. Find the property type you want. I mean, you mentioned single family, multifamily, commercial, mobile home, you know, notes. And then you got wholesaling. I guess then you can get into your strategy of whether you're going to wholesale, whether you're going to buy and hold, whether you're going to flip. Then you look for your local market. You look for the market you want to be in, whether that's local or out of your market. So asking those questions of, you know, where do I want to be? And then it's kind of like, how do I want to get there? So that's kind of where we started. That's what we're asking ourselves every day.
I think
you look for those tools and resources. And as you know, Think Realty is a great resource, both educationally and then also kind of for a team or a network to mentors and proteges and people to share with.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think once we understand the type of investor we want to be, then it becomes a lot easier to say, I'm going to pick flipping, or I'm going to pick single family rentals, or I'm going to pick wholesaling, or I'm going to pick multifamily, or just find a syndicator or some type of syndication opportunity, invest my money with an operator. I completely agree with you. And I think folks really need to start there. It's like picking a stock or picking a mutual fund or picking an ETF. Like what's your, you know, what jives with you the best? What do you feel the most? And I feel real estate is so personal, both on the financial end, but then also the emotional end. We have to give credence and we have to give time to figuring out who we are. Otherwise, we just won't be the investors that we want to be. And we'll unfortunately then be in the real estate game for only a very short amount of time. And for those that take that path where real estate is very short-lived or investing in real estate is very short-lived, you're missing out on all the benefits. I mean, you have the income. You can depreciate the asset, obviously. I did an interview a little while ago about cost segregation, especially for multifamily, and that's really important. You can kind of speed up the depreciation schedules that the IRS gives you, the equity that you get with the property, the appreciation, the leverage. And I do want to talk about these things too, because as the market heats up, and I feel like by the end of 2019, we might see a little bit of a correction as long as we, I think, kind of keep up the pace that we're at right now. I want to see a correction, but how do we take advantage of that? What does leverage really mean? And how do we go out and find the right types of properties? So these are questions that I'm probably going to ask you after we come back from the break. But if I'm just getting started, so I understand the mindset piece, Douglas. If I'm just getting started, what do I do? I mean, obviously, you have the local meetups and you have the Think Realty events and conferences as well. We've one coming up in Baltimore. Is there any additional homework that you'd recommend?
Yeah. So, I mean, kind of on that, like you said, you find your circle of competence, you know, you find your area that you understand or that you have an interest in, or that you want to be, a natural gravitation towards. I mean, at these Think Realty conferences, you know, I've attended the last four all last year. I was in Dallas a couple of weeks ago, and I've heard people talking passionately about hotels, people talking passionately about self-storage, people talking passionately about single family, people talking about multifamily, people talking about assisted living. So you find your niche, and then you go and learn all you can. Resources are abundant online. There's shows like Think Realty Radio. Again, there are conferences. There's articles, the magazine, like you said, local. There's a lot of way to learn. Bigger Pockets. There are all kinds of forums and platforms to learn, and to connect with people. But you gotta find a way to tiptoe into it, or to get your foot in the water, some way, somehow, in having a, you know, for Dan, like Dan and me, we had each other to push each other, and that accountability, to do the small experiments and to learn from. So there are a lot of different ways to go forward, but I would say find your niche and then learn about it, and look for a way to small experiment or a way to kind of get your toe in the water.
Yeah, if you're new, I agree again. I mean, if you're new, I would like move to Memphis and work for Douglas and Dan for free. Like that's – you remember – so our meeting in Miami, you remember what I told you? I said, hey, listen, yeah. I have no problem. I'll drive to Memphis, right? I'm in Atlanta. I'll drive the couple hours to Memphis. And I'll walk your dog. Like it's not a big deal. Like if there's something that I want to absolutely learn, I have to be willing to put myself in a position that one, I can create massive value for the other person, and two, it becomes a win-win situation for both my mentor and then of course myself. And if I'm absolutely brand new, like I could be running a company for 10 years, but if I'm new in the real estate game and I'm thinking, you know, I want this to be a little bit more full-time than part-time, man, you know, what better way to dive in than not only going to conferences and reading up and checking out some of these forums that Douglas mentioned, but also having that direct line of communication with somebody that's been there and done that. Think Realty Nation, we're going to break. Check out CrestCore.com. They're doing awesome stuff in Memphis, Tennessee. And you got questions for me, head on over to ThinkRealty.com. Find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm here for you. And I love answering your questions. It's more than just a fascination. I'm super, super, super passionate about that. And I hope you can tell every single day I'm on the air with you. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4776. And let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
What's up, Think Realty listeners? It's Avi, and I'll tell you something. My guest today is Douglas Skipworth from Crest Core Realty, based out of Memphis, Tennessee. They've done a lot of real estate transactions over the last many years that they've been in business. I had the opportunity to interview Dan Butler, who's Douglas's business partner, and they met just running in their neighborhood.
And they had a conversation one day and they said, wow, you know, we have a lot of values that align here. Let's go into business together, buying real estate. And I think for me, that's so cool to hear that the stuff still happens, because I'm a firm believer that if you take a chance on yourself, you'll get so far ahead. And I think that is just proof of it. I remember when I was in Inner City Detroit, I had nobody. I had absolutely nobody but myself. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to take an absolute chance on myself. Let's see what happens. What's the worst that could happen? I'm going to fail and learn something. But it's not really a failure if you learn something, right? Then you can absolutely get better and you can start that process sooner. For those of you listening, you might be thinking to yourself, well, you know, gee whiz, it's too late for me. It is never, ever, ever too late to start investing in real estate. Never. So what I want to do is start talking a little bit about that and start talking about buy and hold and the power of some of these things that we just talked about, the income, depreciation, equity appreciation, and leverage. You know, for those of you that are in your mid-30s, 40s, 50s, 60s listening to this, and you're like, oh man, you know, I have all these millennials competing against me and whatever. No, you don't. Absolutely no way. You have something that the millennials don't have, which is experience. So let's corral the troops. Let's use that to your benefit and start to establish some of these relationships that you've been doing for a lifetime. So Douglas, let's talk a little bit about why buy and hold, getting into the single family rental game right now, is so important.
Man, Abby, you were saying it right. I was with a guy last week who's 75 years old, and he was talking about, you know, today is a new day. Today is the first day, you know, of the rest of my life kind of thing. I mean, just an unbelievable attitude. So you're right. It doesn't matter how old you are. I also saw a thing the other day that it said, what's your favorite real estate quote? And it had a couple of different quotes. So I went on there and said, my favorite real estate quote is, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. So to your point, buy and hold, you know, the day to buy and hold is today. What's that other saying? The best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago. Second best time is today. So
that's right.
Yes, we are buy and hold guys. I mean, we're investors. We're delayed gratification in a sense. We'd rather put more in today to get even more in the future. So if that's your mindset, then buy and hold is a great way to build wealth, to create financial freedom, to do the things that everyone thinks of when they think of real estate. So buying and hold is a simple business. It's not necessarily easy, but it's simple. It's easy. It's easy to understand. There's a ton of information out there about it. There's a huge industry. Think Realty is out on the forefront of professionalizing it, if that's the right term. I mean, it's been around for a really long, long time. But all that to say is there's never been a better time to get into buy and hold because of the information, the professionals that can help you, and just the ability to either do it yourself, DIY it, or to utilize team turnkey type of solutions, whether that's a property management solution or something on the buy side. The financing is better than it's ever been because the crash helped because of bringing light to single family as an industry, or buy and hold as a new industry, especially single family. So what I believe, even though there aren't the buy opportunities like there were 10 years ago after the big crash, I still feel like we're in like the second inning of a 9-inning game. So it's still early as to, you know, how far this thing can go.
I'm 110% with you. I mean, we talk about building wealth, and one of the biggest things that's coming up for the Think Realty Baltimore conference is this idea of wealth, right? It's the long-term accumulation of assets, but that's only the financial definition. The generational wealth that we create for ourselves in this lifetime can be passed down from one generation to the next, hence the term generational wealth. What does the word wealth mean to you in the overall grand scheme of things? Is it just, hey, Crestcore is going to, we're going to acquire another 5,000 units in the next 10 years, and you base the definition of wealth on total assets under management? Or is there another definition?
Yeah, that is a great question, because I think you could get a lot of different answers. I mean, there's definitely, to me, a bigger component to life, a spiritual component and a higher purpose to what we're here for. And wealth, could mean all kinds of things. From the quality of your life, the quality of your relationships, and so that's where I think wealth, from a bigger picture fits in. And real estate, financial wealth. I was talking to a guy. I've been fortunate. I'm 44. I've seen people over the last 25 years. I've seen people walk from age 40 to 80, and in all probabilities, I mean, some have a, there's some outliers, but the general folks who are walking that time frame, wealth, it's family, it's friends, it's hobbies, it's their faith, it's their, community, their work. Those are the big things. And health and wealth are kind of on the side. If you're extremely healthy or extremely wealthy, your life doesn't look that much different than somebody who's just wealthy and healthy. But if you're poor or you have bad health, then that's a real detriment. So I think, to your point, it's wealth is so much more than just financial. It is that life, the rest of life that kind of plays in there, but real estate is part of it. So sorry, we'll get us back to real estate, but you're right. There's a lot more to it.
I totally agree. I mean, we take a look at just what it means, both interpersonal relationships and intrapersonal relationships, the financial component, the spiritual religious component. All of these things put together really define the term or the word wealth, and we have to start paying attention to that. So going back to the buy and hold single family world, that falls right into the buy and hold piece, or in the entire wealth generational building piece. If you're flipping property, you're putting it on your balance sheet and you're taking it right off, right? It's there for 6 months and then it's not there for 6 months. If you buy and hold a rental, it means a lot more for the long term. Not only are you providing shelter, you're providing a home for a deserving family that's going to take it and take care of it and love it, but it's really helping you on the cash flow side. It's helping you in many other different ways. And on top of that, you're a business owner, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no doubt that buy and hold is a long-term perspective. So flipping is transactional. Buy and hold is more relational because of, like you said, there's usually a renter of some sort involved. There's some type of management involved.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the time, there's some type of financing involved. So it is. There's a long-term nature to it, and so it is something. It's a planning game. It's a waiting game. It's a thinking game. It's an execution game.
Yep.
But it's really rewarding because of all of those things you just mentioned. There's a personal edification you get by accomplishing goals, by providing housing to people, by working through relationship.
And we gotta go to break, Douglas. We're going to have to continue the conversation in just a second. But I will tell you something. Being scared of real estate investing, especially from a buy and hold perspective, because you don't understand property management or you're afraid of a leaky toilet, is not the right perspective. Stick around. We're going to talk a lot more about that. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com. Got questions for Douglas and his team? Crestcore.com is where you need to live. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information, or register now at thinkrealty.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. We're on the home stretch, the last 10 minutes of the program. Now, I must say, I've learned a lot. We've defined what wealth should really truly mean. And we're having a conversation about buy and hold, the strategy that the pro real estate investors use to generate long-term wealth and generational wealth. And one of the things that naturally comes up when I talk to folks all around the country is this. Well, Abby, you know, I really don't feel like changing toilets at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, so you obviously need the right team members. That's all that comes down to. If you don't have the right property management, then you know what? That's going to be a little bit of a challenge. Crestcore has done a really good job of corralling their troops and ensuring that the investors they work with are very well covered. So again, check out crestcore.com and see what they have to offer, not only on the property management side, but their investors as well, and they get the game, which is super cool. And then have you ever thought to yourself too, and Douglas, you might be able to weigh in on this for a second. If I like break my toilet, right? If I'm a tenant and if I break my toilet at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like really embarrassed about it. Who am I going to call at 2 o'clock in the morning and tell that I've clogged my toilet? Like, that's very embarrassing to me, you know, like nobody really does that. And even if somebody would, you have an established property management team to deal with scenarios like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you definitely said it right. I mean, that is a, for a do-it-yourselfer, that can be intimidating to think on property, to the property management side. I mean, I literally found a note yesterday that I had sent Dan 7.5 years ago that said 5 years. This was in 2010. I said 5 years from now, I don't want to be running around collecting. And we did things the hard way when we started, but I said, I don't want to be running around collecting rent. I don't want to be running around paying vendors, checking on houses late at night, early in the morning. You know, I want to be working on bigger and better things. And it was 7.5 years later that we put the processes in place. We put the procedures in place. We've gone to professional management for ourselves with our business, which has made a huge difference so that we aren't doing exactly what you said, taking that toilet call in the middle of the night, or running and doing and checking all the things that are headaches or nightmares or things that are intimidating. You can work your think your way and plan your way out of those things through processes and people. And so we've been able to do that because it can be a stumbling block, but it shouldn't be.
I totally agreed. So let's start from the beginning of this process and just kind of walk through it. How do I find deals? I'm interested, got the attention, paying attention to wealth, understand that fully. I've identified my exit strategy, which is just the long-term portfolio development. For example, I want to buy 10, 15, 20 homes, and I want a cash flow. So all of that's buttoned up and lined up. How do I find my first property?
So for what we say is you have to know the values. You have to have a rough understanding of there. Like once you find the area you want to be in, the strategy, buy and hold, flip, wholesale, we said you're going to be buy and hold. You got to determine what market you want to be after you've determined your asset, you know, your property type. So you find your market, then you got to understand, say you want to do single family in Memphis, which is what we did. We found some specific neighborhoods we liked, and we determined what those values for those rental houses were, what the rent rates were, what the market rent rates were, and then what the sale price value was, or the market value of the home was. And so then you can start comparing options once you start looking at opportunities, whether they be through MLS, through wholesalers, through other type of private sellers, Craigslist, wherever you find a deal, you can see, hey, does that rent make sense? Hey, does that purchase price make sense, what they're asking for? And then as those you see things that make sense, then you can try and make a deal, you know, work a deal either through a agent, or if you're doing it on your own, you can start negotiating to see, hey, this is an opportunity because I know the value. I found the opportunity. So now you got to make the deal. So we say no values, find opportunities, make deals.
Gotcha. How do you find the right capital for your deal? Because that's obviously really important. If you don't have the right money, the long-term debt in place, then that obviously is a challenge, right? And from what I'm seeing out there, there's obviously a lot of debt. There's a lot of equity that wants to play. Who am I going to find long-term debt?
Good question. You know, they always say that the money's available, you know, you got to get the deal. And that's true. I mean, they're traditional, you know, there's conventional mortgage financing. There's commercial bank financing. We say there's six ways to finance property: conventional financing, commercial bank financing, hard money, private money. They've got the portfolio lenders now, and then you've always got owner financing. So usually one of the best options if you can get it. So one of those six methods, if you find a property, one of those six methods, and if you know values, find opportunities and make deals, then one of those six financing ways should be able will definitely be able to get you that, make that deal. There's no doubt.
I like
it. It's a deal.
I like it. So now we understand how to find properties and kind of build those relationships, right? We talked about going to meetups and going to different forums, and then obviously checking out Think Realty, which is I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. That's in Baltimore from April 14th to the 15th. So come check us out. It's going to be great. Go to thinkrealty.com for that. So we have the resources. We have the deal. We have the resources. We have the financing and capital. How do you evaluate your single family rental deal? Is there a method that you use? Is there a formula? Is there, how do you do it?
Yep. Yeah, so some people are gross yield people. Some people are net yield. They're trying to determine what they can do. We built a simple formula. All we want to do, because we were borrowing money, we wanted to pay back our loan and have a little cushion every month for surprises. This was, for us, this is a long-term play. We weren't trying to make a lot of money every month on a property. We were trying to pay back our loan, and eventually that loan would go away. We called the bank our senior partner. So it's kind of like we're buying out our senior partner over 15 years or 5 years or 10 years, however long we finance a property. So we got a simple little model where we take our rents, we estimate our expenses. A lot of them are known. Your insurance is known. Your taxes are known. Your property management fees can be known. You plug in a couple of assumptions for maintenance and vacancy, and then you get a number. You know what your debt service is, and you got a number there at the bottom to determine if that property makes sense. You know, you can, depending on how you're financing it, depending on how much you're paying, depending on how much improvements you need to make. It's kind of a numbers game. You know, it's hard. This is probably a hard business if you're not analytical, but you can partner with people who are, and they can walk you through it. So there are a lot of people out there who are willing to help. A lot of good, you know, there are probably some bad people out there, but there are a lot of really great people out there to help.
For sure.
Whether it's lenders, whether it's property managers, whether it's real estate agents, whether it's coaches and mentors, Think Realty coaches, you know, you name it, they're out there.
All the good stuff, for sure. We have about another minute before we have to close out the show. Are there any indicators that you look for in a neighborhood where a property is situated that you're looking at buying? Are you looking at crime rates? Are you looking, what are you looking at?
Yeah, so we do some macro stuff, but we also do some, you know, jobs and growth and crime, but we also look at just available properties for rent. You know, we love neighborhoods. I mean, you want it where it is a rental neighborhood, so where people know to look, but you don't want every house to be a rental house in the sense of, or for available for rent. You know, you like to be the only one on the street that's for rent at the time. You like to see transactions where the neighborhood is maybe stable or improving as opposed to declining. So yeah, we definitely look neighborhood by neighborhood to kind of determine those trends.
I like it. So we took it pretty much full circle, from finding a deal to finding the right capital to evaluating a deal to having the right team around you, and then of course some of those indicators. And I really appreciate that insight, because that just helps us become more refined buyers and win in the single family world with real estate. Doug, what is the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
If they, you know, you mentioned crestcore.com, and if you're interested in learning about Memphis or us, that's great. Personally, you know, hit me at my email address, which is douglas@crestcore.com. I'm sure it's available out there. Bigger Pockets, LinkedIn, you know, I'm active on those social, real estate social networks. So find me at Think Realty Conference. I love going to the conferences. Like you, Avi, I am a writer for Think Realty Magazine. And so I love doing that. So, as you say, one of the best parts about Think Realty is that you and I are writers, and another part is that you and I are writers.
I like it. And Think Realty Nation, that's the show. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealty.com. You know how to get in touch with Douglas and his team, and be sure to pick up a copy of the print magazine as well, conveniently titled Think Realty Magazine, Barnes & Noble, and the 84 Lumber Stores. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future, right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
BizTalk Radio.